presence again. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
God is the Lamb.
Yes, Lord, every knee bows before you. And we wait the day where every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. And again, we just come and we just want to spend time in your presence. So, Lord, would you quiet our hearts? And would your Holy Spirit just come and guide and convict? We want to worship you today, Father God. We want to worship you. I just encourage you, you know, wherever you are, let's just lift up our burdens to God. Lift up our praises to God wherever you are. If you're in a good place with God, or if you feel like you're distant, let's just really use this time to focus on him again. And really remember that he is our King, that he is our Lord. That whatever circumstance we go through, that he is always with us, he is always good.
good. Oh, in every circumstance, you are good. Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore me, hope of a life spent with you. Let's worship him. So here I am. To worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, yes, you're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me, you're my King. So high, exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all full of sin became poor. So here I am. Say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful too. Let's just sing, here I am, sing, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say,
spend a few moments in the quiet, in the stillness before we continue on. Just reflecting on who He is, His goodness, His mercy, how worthy He is of our praise.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you. And God, we apologize for the times where we don't realize how worthy you are. We commit ourselves again to you. And we pray that your presence will be in this place, that we can continue to just worship you in spirit and truth. In your precious name. Amen. Would you like to take a seat? Thank you. Father God, would you meet us where we are now? Would you convict, guide, encourage us, comfort us, Lord? And Jesus, you invite us to contribute, to be part of your story. So we just come and respond to you now.
I'm broken,
May just proclaim your goodness. And God, if there is anything in our hearts that stops us from declaring your word and declaring your goodness, God, I pray that you would continue to move. Take that away, Lord. We have faith that you can take that away, to remove those fears, those anxious thoughts, and replace it with boldness and courage for your name and for your kingdom. So Lord, we really give you one last shout this morning, just to proclaim your goodness for the sake of this world, for those who are lost, who are broken. Would you give us a passion?
fire in me, a light of flame in my soul, for every eye to see, for the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Yes,
Lord. Lord, so be that spark that lights the fire, that burns us as light, to be that shining light of you, of your love and of your compassion, of your honesty, of your truth, of your graciousness, of your passion for what is true and what is right, for justice, for mercy, to be the voice for those who are lost, who have no voice. Lord, send us out, your citizens of heaven, to be your city amongst this earthly city. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please have a seat, and after some time of personal reflection, just invite you to hang out or grab someone and go to lunch with them. See you guys next week.